from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the rumor was from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN that the Texans inquired about Matthew Judon. Now, that may mean that Nick Caserio is just doing his due diligence and here's somebody's available, makes a phone call, sees what the price is, and then decides to move on. We don't know. And the Texans are not going to answer directly about another player that's not on their team. But can't hurt to try. Jonathan Alexander of the Chronicle asked D'Amico Ryans yesterday, are you looking for depth along the defensive line?
Good football players is what I'm looking for. At whatever the position is, any good football players that can help us, that's what we're looking to continue to add to our team and be as good as possible for myself and Nick is something that we continue to evaluate, right? Our team is never set. So whatever players, right, come up or available, whatever it is, we look into all those situations to see how can we improve our team. That's our job, to improve our team and put the best team together for the Texans, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, again, you hear somebody's available, or you can just observe the situation. I mean, Matthew Judon on a bad team, sitting on a sideline at practice or a game, and he's walking off the field and leaving. You're just leaving. He's agitated with the coach. He's agitated with the GM. So you make a phone call, you have a price in mind, like, all right, maybe they're just trying to dump him for a day three pick, and you make a phone call and you find out they're looking for more than that, you go, okay, well, we'll move on. I think what made this thing curious to a lot of folks, Seth, is this is arguably the Texans, other than wide receiver, their deepest position on the team is defensive. And granted, with some older guys, I mean, Hunter and Hughes, Autry, who am I missing? Oh, Derek Barnett. I mean, these are all guys that are either in or approaching their 30s, plus Will Anderson. But J.J. Watt on the back burner. Right. But that, I think that's what made the Judon rumor people kind of like, oh, okay. But D'Amico, and you made the point yesterday, there's never enough defensive linemen for D'Amico Ryans.
No, I think D'Amico's always on the prowl for defensive linemen. I think he's going to draft a defensive lineman in the first round at least every few years here in Houston for as long, hopefully like the next, 17, 18 years?
Yes.
And you should also become accustomed to Nick Caserio or the Texans being connected to some of these, because I think Nick is very much like Daryl Morey in that he's a high-volume trader. He's always going to be involved, and he wants to know exactly what's going on. And you just you don't necessarily go into it with a plan. It's an opportunity presents itself.
Yep.
That is where, I mean, Daryl Morey's ability to get James Harden was the fact, I mean, it was because he was there for it when a trade that nobody was even anticipating or expecting became available, he was ready to pounce.
Yeah.
And I think that Caserio has that same mindset.
He was ready to pounce, and he had made 15 other little trades to get all the stuff you ended up giving up for James Harden. You know,
right,
like it's a whole sequence of things. But you're absolutely right. Like, that Harden trade kind of came out of nowhere. Question on the text page. Hey, Sean, Let's see here. Oh, there it is. Morning, Sean. Hey, was the AC on inside NRG Stadium yesterday during practice? Can you answer that on the air? I will answer that right now because there's not much to report from yesterday's practice. They are truly treating this week like a game week, yeah, up to and including Seth. They did an in-stadium walkthrough yesterday like they would normally do on a Friday before a Sunday game.
Yeah, except it's but an even more scaled-down version of it, I think, in terms of speed and everything. So it was just like a walkthrough.
Yeah, it was a walkthrough. They did some 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 where there was minor effort going on.
Yeah.
But it was a walkthrough, and so the only real takeaways, like, put it this way, nobody did anything yesterday as a player to hurt or help their case for making the team. There was nothing they were doing where I think Nick and D'Amico are going to look up and go, oh, okay. Well,
what did Davis Mills do?
Metchie made a play. He stood there for a little while in street clothes, and then he walked out of the he left the field before the practice was over. I'll get to him. Let me answer this question real quick first.
Okay.
The guy asking, was the AC on inside NRG Stadium yesterday during practice? It was. If you're going to the game tomorrow, it was comfortable in there. It was fine. It was more comfortable than it's been in Minute Maid Park this year when I've been there.
Yeah, don't be. I think everybody's freaked out because of the Minute Maid Park experience.
Yeah,
not to mention what it's doing to Blanco at times. But yeah.
Right.
Would Blanco be comfortable pitching at NRG Stadium yesterday?
Oh yeah. He'd have been fine.
He looked as dry as my wit. Yeah. there in Tampa.
Yeah.
They got the AC right now. They don't have as many human beings adding body heat to the equation.
Well, that's the big. That's what I was just going to say. Is there was only a few 200 people there yesterday, player,
yeah,
staff, and a handful of media, all on the turf where heat rises. So I don't know what it was feeling like up in the upper reaches of the stadium. Down low, it was fine. Now here's what I would tell you: and the Texans had put out a sort of a time lapsed video of yesterday for like the 2 hours in the middle, 2 or 3 hours in the middle of the day, like from noon. I think it was probably like from noon to three, which is when the game's going to take place tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see kind of the sunlight pattern. There's two panels that are the entire width of the stadium that have been blown out. One is over the south end stands, which is the 610 loop end of the stadium. The other is over like the 30-yard line of that end of the stadium. And the sun largely stays on those areas in the middle, mm-hmm, of the field. I'll just say this. I'll simplify this. If you sit in the south end of the stadium in the lower bowl, then there's a good chance you're going to be sitting in some sun throughout, like a 50-50 chance you'll be sitting in the sun.
I thought they had the trailer tarps pulled over it.
Not yesterday they didn't. Maybe they will tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. There was definite. If you can go find the video, you can see it. It didn't look like this. Brutal sunlight because the rest of the stadium's in shade. It's not like they open the whole roof and everybody's baking.
Right. That's where it'll move throughout the day, too. So
yeah.
When you hear the horror stories of back when they used to keep the roof open on a sunny day, that stadium's not built for circulation, for air circulation, obviously. And what would happen was, even though it might feel nice, there'd be certain sections where people would be getting carted out by the paramedics because they would get just ridiculously hot.
Right.
That's one of the reasons they keep the roof closed, even when people are agitating for it to be open. But, I'll have to talk to Cal about that. Cal probably doesn't have the same experience I do with trailer repair. So, ad hoc, like, okay, crap, we're not going to be able to get this roof repaired for at least another 6 months.
Yeah.
So just stick a tarp over it.
Probably.
Tarps ain't cheap either, don't get me wrong. But it's better than getting rained on, you know?
Cal doesn't have experience with it, and yet I feel like he could repair a trailer if he needed to. He feels very handy to me, Cal, you know?
Yeah. He likes to barbecue. I've run into him at academies. He's buying barbecue supplies. He doesn't like have his assistant go do it or anything. He's very hands-on.
But he likes outdoorsy stuff, you know, like ranch-type stuff.
That's true, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like there's kind of an overlap there of guys who are able to, as somebody who is the least handy person on earth, maybe I'm just maybe I'm just injecting myself into this situation too much, where I feel like every male on the planet is handier than I am,
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cal
can screw in a light bulb. That guy is handy.
I think your instincts might be a little off on this. I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong. He might be a survivalist for all I know.
He might be out there sleeping on
the ground in January in Ottawa. I don't know.
He didn't say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as guys who didn't practice yesterday, here's the list. Tell me, Seth, which of these guys you were most looking forward to seeing against the Giants tomorrow, who will probably not play because they were, again, working out off to the side. Will Anderson, Christian Harris, Noah Brown, Tim Settle, Charlie Heck, Tegan Katoriano, Ben Skoranek, Denico Autry, Andrew Beck didn't practice yesterday, and then... MJ Stewart. Yeah.
So Christian Harris is the big one, because Christian Harris, like Kamari Lassiter, are two guys with much ballyhoo, and yet we don't know. We haven't actually seen the who there. But I want to see Christian Harris
all
out there.
All bally, no who.
Yeah. You're all. That's what we used to say. You're all bally, no who. Very common put down in the NFL.
We need to use that more.
I want to see. I'm excited to see Kamari Lassiter.
Yeah.
And the Giants starters are expected to play in this game for the first half, according to the article I read in The Athletic.
Yep.
I don't know if that includes Malik Nabers or not.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What's he banged up with?
Foot.
Foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of important for receivers.
Yeah, it is. He needs
Look,
that.
Look, the Giants team, they've still got issues at offensive line right now because of injuries. They're shoveling everybody around. The Giants spent the most money in free agency this year.
They did. They spent a lot of money, man.
Yeah, they were a very, very aggressive. I think people get caught up in the Saquon Barkley departure, but part of the reason they did that was because they wanted to put as much talent around Daniel Jones as possible. So this is a team that people are very keen on trying to figure out what's going on with them. Is this going to be the year that all of a sudden Daniel Jones emerges? I would absolutely love to just be a big old needle in their balloon.
Yes.
I'd love to pierce that balloon at your gender reveal party.
That's
right. I wanna ruin your gender reveal party, damn it.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Two more bullets I want to make sure we get to here. Joe Mixon yesterday was suited up. He's in a jersey, shorts. You know, he's in everything other than a helmet compared to the rest of the guys. He didn't really do anything. He kind of just stood around, chopped it up with his teammates, walked around to different position groups. Damian Pierce got all the walkthrough reps with the ones, both in 7-on-7 and in 11-on-11. Do we read into that Joe Mixon probably doesn't play tomorrow, or is it that's just a walkthrough, no big deal?
Yeah, I think that I really don't want him to play. Yeah. He's a running back. He's not old at all, but by running back standards, he's old, getting up there in years.
Yeah.
And he's familiar with his own running scheme and everything. You'd like him ideally to maybe in a different situation, I might want to see him get some live reps. Right now, more than anything, I want to see Damian Pierce behind the starting offensive line.
Yes.
And you know, is it, like, there's still a part of him where I don't want to make excuses for anything, but as he's trying to really pick up all the nuances of this offense, it's hard for a running back to get the right reads. Sometimes it's harder to make the right reads when guys aren't all on the same page. So there were games, there were plays in the game the other night where even Damian made the wrong read or was too slow to make the read, but it was also a murkier picture in front of him. So even like whether the O-liner is winning or losing, just give me a clearer read on it. And I think he's got his best chance of doing that behind the starting offensive line.
Yeah, they need to evaluate Pierce, yeah. Right?
Texans worked out an offensive guard yesterday too. By the way,
I saw that.
Yeah, they're like I don't know. This is going to be a work in progress.
Yeah,
he wouldn't be a starter or replacement for Shaq Mason or anything. But I think for swing interior offensive linemen, the guy that they like most might end up being on another team.
I tried to do a 53-man, or I did do a 53-man roster yesterday for the Houston Press, Seth, and the starting five on the offensive line and Blake Fisher, they're all going to be on the team. After that, like, there could be four new faces that aren't Texans right now as the depth on this offensive line. It's just
the depth.
Yeah, the depth. Yeah, all the guys behind Fisher, basically. So the other thing, Davis Mills, you mentioned this earlier. Davis didn't practice yesterday. He's not practiced much since the Steeler game last Friday. Just a little bit, couple practices. He hasn't even been in uniform, including yesterday. Turns out, according to Aaron Wilson, he's got bruised ribs. But, man, did I enjoy the Minnesota Viking trade speculation yesterday.
Yeah,
that was a whole lot of fun.
That was we knew it wasn't real and it wasn't going to happen. But it was fun to dream, wasn't it? And actually, though, I think Davis Mills has played well enough that at the beginning of training camp, I kind of thought, like, yeah, let's do the Davis Mills glow-up. Let's get him looking as good as possible out there. Let's, maybe even give him some reps when Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell are out there on the field and Nico Collins, and just really let's have some high-flying acrobatics. And but now he's played well enough that I like the potential of him as your viable backup that maybe can come in and go 2-2 if he has to play four games. Case still has the veteran savvy, but the difference in physical skill set right now, you can tell that Case is getting up there in years.
Yeah.
And Davis Mills still brings a lot to the table athletically and now can execute the offense fully in a way that I don't think he could last
year. He's had a better camp this year than he did last year. He's a better football player now than he was last
year. He's a better football player. I mean, like, if I were to look at him as a starter, there's still accuracy issues.
Definitely.
In terms of being consistently accurate, even in these two performances where I've been impressed with him, he's sailed and or just thrown the ball high way more than I'd like. But he's in a system where if he knows what he's doing, guys are going to get open and it doesn't have to be a picture-perfect
pass. Right, right. The bar for him is not week one starter anymore like they were trying to do 2 years ago. Like, the bar is capable backup, and I think he's there. All right, let's get to headlines. We'll hear more from D'Amico Ryans in headlines. Astros White Sox this weekend. We've got a lot of Astros news to get to. And the Rockets, we know what the schedule looks like for the Rockets this coming season. NFL news as well. Let's get into headlines. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.